mother and daughter love quilting together. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Leanne Baumover. I'm from Storm Lake, Iowa. I have been a stay-at-home mom for years, and the last few years I've worked in a quilt shop just part-time. I also have taught quilting classes for many, many years. So that's probably the thing that I enjoy the most, is teaching other people how to quilt.
I'm Bria Baumover. I'm 14. I've been quilting since I was 5 years old.
I began sewing when I was probably 5, 6, 7 years old. My mother was an adult education instructor, and so she did a lot of sewing. She was an excellent seamstress, and she actually taught all of us children how to sew. She made all of our clothing, and so that's how I began to sew. I joined 4-H and did a lot of sewing, did a couple of quilts then at that time, but really didn't get into the quilting until after I graduated from college. Quilting's always been a part of my life in one way or another. I think I've admired them for years. Probably my biggest inspiration to finally learn how to quilt and do it successfully myself was, even as a little girl, I slept underneath a double wedding ring quilt that was just beautiful. And as I was growing up, that quilt was always over me every night. And that was truly an inspiration for me to learn how to do that myself.
I just wanted to be just like my mom when I was little. And so after following her to all of her meetings and all of her classes and to all the quilt shops that we went to in every town, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun to like learn how to do it and use it as I grow up. I made my first like big quilt when I was 9. It was a queen size quilt, and it was in the Minnesota Quilt Show and the Iowa State Fair, and it has some awards and stuff, and that kind of like boosted me to do more and to help other people. I do a lot through 4-H with my club, and I teach lots of little kids how to do stuff, and my mom's always there with me to help me. I really like to work with color in different quilts and help my mom like rearrange them into like different place when she does t-shirt quilts for other people and stuff. I have a lot of fun messing around with the color. I like the brights just because they pop out at you and get your attention, and there's so many different ones. But I like the black and whites and kind of the neutral ones too.
My color choices are probably quite a bit more subdued than Bria's. I like more of the colors that you're going to see in your home. Some earth tones, accent colors, but I don't do a lot of brights. That's kind of Bria's category. But we do share a sewing room, and we always bounce ideas off each other, which is a very good thing to have, a different perspective on maybe doing the way the pattern's done or changing the pattern in some way. I think we're both pretty well known to our other quilting friends that we usually don't do the pattern the way it's directed. We put our own twist, our own creativity into it, and create something totally different. And last year, Bria had an opportunity to design her own quilt for a 4-H project. Bria and I are both busy. We have busy schedules. I'm involved in volunteer things and working and taking care of a family. She's involved in school activities, sports, 4-H. So the times that we have together are kind of precious times. We enjoy working together. Last year for a 4-H project, Bria actually designed us a new sewing room.
It's a lot of fun because I get to be with my mom a lot, and it's fun to, like, have something that comes out of it. I do quilting a lot because I can just get lost in design, and I can, like, it's, like, something that, like, you have to have the patience for, but, like, once it's done, it's, like, amazing what you can do and what you can teach to other people. Like a lot of people don't do it anymore as much as they used to, but it's still fun to see the smile on their faces when they have something new in their hand that they made.
Leanne and Bria Baumover of Storm Lake. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.